Now remember, this picture of subunit H3A was graphically isolated from the truncated octamer. Wherefore, this is not a representation of the entire H3A subunit, but only of the central histone fold region, that is, the region common to all histone subunits. Each subunit, however, has at least one additional alpha helical region, these ranging in size from the tiny three-residue helix found in the N-terminal region of subunit H4 to the 19-residue alpha helix found in the C-terminal region of H2b, which we've already had occasion to look at in a previous slide. Remember also that the N-terminal and C-terminal unordered strands are excluded from the current view in this slide. In this subunit, H3, the additional alpha helix is located at the N-terminal end.